Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Beware the cave to hell. Deep in the caves of South Africa hide demons that only the brave dare to encounter. The brave, or those who don't care if they live or die. Ina was thrilled to be making her first trip to South Africa. She would be joining two other scientists from Cape Town University to research an arid biodiversity hotspot near Richards Field. Adan and Johan, who had been studying the area for a year, said the spot was believed to be magical and there were rumors of hidden treasure in the nearby caves. As expected, the trek to Richards Field was very difficult due to the terrain. By day three, the thin air was affecting Johan. He had been hallucinating and had become paranoid, convinced they were being tracked. Ina followed Johan to the cliff. He took a step too close to the edge and toppled over. As he hopelessly begged for help, he could see something unexpected in Ina's eyes. It was clear she had no intention of pulling him up. He fell to his death just before Adan made it to the edge. Out of breath, bent over, double from running, Adan demanded to know what happened. Ina told Adan that Johan had jumped to his death. He had been driven mad by the journey. Madness was, after all, one of the symptoms of nearing the beast. They'd been warned by the locals. The treasure was guarded by the Grootsling, a gigantic mix of elephant and serpent that would burst from the bottomless pit of hell to devour anyone that dared to come searching the cave for gold. But Ina just trekked faster up the mountain, no intention of turning back. As she continued on, a glint of yellow twinkled in her eyes, the glint of something impure, something demonic. Adan thought they should turn back, but he had no choice but to follow Ina, not wanting to be left on his own. He had already lost one colleague. He didn't want to lose two. He continued to call out his concerns. Suddenly, Ina turned and grabbed Adan by the collar, shoving him closer toward the edge. Through gritted teeth, she told him the reason no one who searched for the treasure had returned was because they left the rumors of the devil get in their head and mess with them. Like Johan, Adan just caught his balance before plummeting to his own death. People thought that the closer they got to the gaping cave of hell, the more influence the devil had over them. After witnessing Ina's behavior, Adan was now a true believer. It was clear Ina was under some other influence, but he still didn't want to be alone. They continued on, Adan trailing behind Ina. After a treacherous three more hours in the beating sun, Ina let out an earth-shattering cry. Adan ran to her, determined to help as she was sobbing, but she wasn't upset. Shockingly, there were tears of joy. She was smiling. "Just ahead," she pointed. She was sure she spotted the cave. She pulled out the photos and saw it was a perfect match. The gaping black hole made it look deep, dangerous. Ina actually believed those before had chickened out or lost their minds. She laughed at Adan's cowardliness and told him he wasn't going to get any of her riches when she retrieved them on her own from the cave. He called after her, saying he just wanted her to be safe. She stormed off into the opening, switching on her headlamp as his voice drowned out behind her. After walking for about 15 minutes, she no longer saw the mouth of the cave. Instead, she began to see something bright. The place was full of glowing precious stones and gold. No sooner did she arrive, the walls around her shook her off her feet, and the ground cracked open. Through fiery smoke slithered out the Grootsling, 9 feet long, as big as a house, the head of an elephant with sharp tusks, at the side of its mouth, and a long serpent-like body. Ina's heart was pounding as the Grootsling slid around her. She was so struck with fear. She couldn't even run. It constricted around her body and crushed her bones. As blood dripped out from her nose and ears, she noticed something. Her eyes went wide as if she was trying to speak. She tried to point, but her arms were pinned to her side. Even if they weren't, her bones no longer existed to lift them up. What she saw was Adan. He wasn't even attempting to help her. Instead, he was taking handfuls of jewels and shoving them into his pockets. He headed back out of the cave before Ina even took her last breath. "I'm alive," he thought. "And I got a few handfuls of treasure." Pleased with himself, he made his way back down the mountain. A glint of yellow shimmered in his eyes.
Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.